Hello and welcome to the Western Green Maths Podcast. I'm Mr. Beale and we're going to explore the way in which we teach maths at Western Green, and you're going to hear some of the children explaining their experiences of maths at Western Green. Enjoy. Just to give you an understanding of maths, we should start with our three main foundation stones, or three main concepts that we do, the three main ways we teach maths at the school. And these are the concrete, pictorial and abstract. Now, the concrete method is to make something. So three as a number might be quite abstract, quite difficult thing for children to comprehend. So you might make it with counters, or you might draw it. So the making part, making numbers, is our concrete. That's our tangible way of doing maths. Then we come on to our pictorial, and our pictorial way is to draw what that number looks like. I'll use the example of three again. So it could be three dogs, or we could draw three cats, or three sweets, three people. And then we change that pictorial into the abstract, and the abstract is the number three as a symbol. So by using concrete materials, we can manipulate our numbers. So we might make three as one red counter and two yellow counters, for example. And we're leading the children to make the link that these numbers are not just standalone numbers, but they're numbers made up of numbers. And then we might draw those counters, two yellow ones, one red, or two red and one yellow. And then we will move on to 2 + 1 = 3. It's a very simplified version of what we do, but those three parts, the concrete, the pictorial and the abstract, are the DNA of everything we do. Through this, we foster a deep understanding of maths, and as the children progress through the school, and indeed as the children progress through their year groups, they have a deeper understanding of maths and maths concepts, and problem solve and reason and engage in discussions. That's enough of my voice. I think it'd be best for you to hear the voices of the children and their experience with math. So, okay, I'm joined today by Charlotte and Esme and our academic mentor, Ben. And I'm going to ask you a couple of things about math. So, Ben, over to you. When we're at school, we work in the concrete, the pictorial and the abstract. Can you give me an example of recently of when you've done something like that?
We used counters and tiny blocks to make square and cube numbers, and so we can understand them easier.
Perfect. And Ben, what did you do after you made them? What was your next step?
We started to figure them out.
Yeah.
And draw them in.
So you recorded
books.
Them as a drawing, yeah. Did you? And how did that lead on? What was the next step after that? So you made it, you drew it, and then what did you do?
We started to talk about it in class and learn more about them and learn more different square and cube numbers.
Good. And did you move from, once you made it and you'd drawn it, then did you move on to what the numbers are? So, for example, if you know that a square number is 9, then did you work out that that is 3 times 3?
Yeah.
Good. And did that help you on your journey?
The square root, yes.
Lovely. Thank you very much, Ben. So, Esme, when you were a little tiny person and you were at this school, how did your maths journey begin? What sort of things did you do as a tiny person in pre-prep?
So, we would have these quite big rainbow blocks and they could fit together. You could build stuff out of them. And we would get some out and they would make them into towers and ask us to make. Some of them, they would make the towers for us and we would have to count how many blocks there were.
Oh.
Or they would give us blocks and make them. Put it together ourselves and how many blocks there were.
You used to be able to make numbers using blocks and then
yeah.
You'd know how many numbers you had. And if I'm not mistaken, Esme, wasn't there a little shop that you used to have as well that helped you with your maths?
So we would go behind the shop and someone would walk up and we would have bowls of things. And they would ask, can I have 10 red blocks? So we would count the red blocks and put them and give it to them and put them in the tower and give it to them. And we did that a few times to get our counting.
So actually what you were doing in pre-prep as a tiny person led on, Ben, to what the sort of things you do in year six, is that right?
Yeah.
But you do a much more advanced kind of thing, but yeah. Appropriate for your age.
Yeah.
Charlotte, what type of things do you do in maths? Is it just working with numbers, or do you get a chance to do problem solving and reasoning and things like that?
So, when we do maths, you have this little saying that you're never done in maths. You do finish the first sheet, but then after that, there's always something else to do.
And
you can always do
challenge. So, do you think that the challenges and the reasoning and problem solving help you understand maths better?
Yes, because in the main sheet, they just tell us what they need to tell us, and we learn what we need to learn on the subject. But in the challenges, afterwards, we can just go a bit deeper.
Nice, so it's a deeper way of learning. So it's a different way of looking at the skills you've learnt in the lesson, is it?
Yeah.
Very nice. Now, Esme, I understand that you wanted to say something about something else you do that's helped you in your maths, something about times table challenges or something?
In year four, I remember we were told there was stuff at the front to do with maths, and we would go and pick it up, and once we finished the task we were doing, to see what it is. I picked it up and said, "I have no idea what this is. I give up." Until now, after loads of fun maths things, I know what it is, and it's really fun. And I'm a lot better at maths because of the way I've been taught maths.
So are you more confident as well now?
100%.
Ben, would you say you're a more confident mathematician? I know you're very quick now.
I've 100%.
Seen that 100%. What about you, Charlotte? Do you think you're more confident now than you used to be?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
So let's talk about... I know you wanted to tell me something about the times tables.
Oh, yeah. So the times table grids, we will have a 7-minute timer to see how much we can do, and every week you get better. So there are 121 actual times tables you need to do, and once you finish that, you'll look up at the timer and write down whatever time you get, if you get a time, and then you will record that in the back of your book. And if you get a new record, you'll put it in your book, but you keep the old record so you can compare.
Nice. Have you got quicker?
100%.
Ben, have you 100%. Got quicker? What about you, Charlotte?
Yeah, I went by far.
So what's your record?
I went from getting like 75, 80 to 4 minutes and 25 seconds.
So when you say 75, 80, do you mean you only managed to complete 75 out of the 121?
Yeah.
But now you can complete it all in 4 minutes?
Yeah.
Nice. And what about you, Esme?
So I remember the first time I didn't even get to 100. Probably didn't even get to 70. And I recorded that in my book thinking, wow, that's the best record I'm ever going to get. The next week, I beat it. Next week, I beat it. Some weeks, you don't beat it, but that's fine. And then the next week, I beat it. And then soon I was onto a time, and I got everything correct. And it was really, really fun.
Nice. So, Charlotte, have you got quicker as well?
Yeah, so...
So you've gone from getting a low score maybe of about 30 to regularly hitting high...
Over 100.
Over 100. Good. So you've all improved in your own ways. That's excellent. Thank you. Hey Ben, if you had a top tip for anybody about maths, what would your top tip be?
Always double checking. That's probably one of the most important parts of maths, since if you think you've done really good, but you have actually made quite a few silly mistakes, you'll never know until you've actually checked.
So Ben, have there been occasions where you've sat back and thought, I've done this, and then when you've checked, you thought, oh, how could I have got that wrong? How did I get that wrong? But you've gone back and checked, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's not a mistake anymore once it's checked and corrected, is it?
No.
Good. Thank you, Ben. So, Charlotte, when you've answered a question, is that the end of it?
No. So when it doesn't have this, the teacher asks, why do you think this is correct? And you give your answer, and sometimes how you worked it out.
Nice. You also do multi-step problems, like I think, Esme, you were talking about multi-step problems earlier.
Yes.
So give me an example of something that's furthered your knowledge and made you more brainy in maths.
So some of the questions lead on for a bit, like this section A, B, C and D.
So are you saying that, so in Weston Green School, you don't just do one type of maths and then do something completely different. You progress through something. For example, fractions. You wouldn't do fractions on a Monday and then telling the time on a Tuesday.
No.
No, so you go through all the different ways of doing fractions.
Yes.
And so, Ben, do you revisit things? So there's stuff that you do in year six that you began doing in year three, for example?
Yeah, I remember in year four you learned about time. And in I remember in year five we went back to doing time.
And so when you go back, so do you have a little reminder of something and then is your knowledge then pushed forward to do some stuff that's kind of deeper?
Absolutely, yes.
Lovely. Now, I just want to say thank you to my three fantastic interviewees or podcast members, my year sixes. So thank you, Charlotte. That was amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you, Esme. And thank you, Ben.
Thank you.
Well done, guys. You were brilliant.